you guys once again for coming back and hanging out with us on Tights and Fights. If you love me as much as I love you, and I love you real deep down, you guys should definitely go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts and give us that 5-star rating that we need. I know you've been asking for shirts. I know you've been asking for merch. The best way for us to show that we can move some of this merch is if you guys make sure that you go on Apple Podcasts and give us them 5 stars. Just like KM Ocean, who says they have trouble explaining the show, but that you should just listen. Thank you, KM Ocean.
Do you have the same problem that KM Ocean has?
I do. Because, like, look, have you tried to explain to your mom what you do for a living? Oh, you probably can. But trying to explain to my mom or my grandma what I do for a living, what do you do? I don't know. It's on the internet, Oma. I don't know what to tell you.
Listen, KM Ocean, I'm going to help you with the elevator pitch. It is a weekly show about everything that happened in wrestling that is intended for fans and non-fans alike. It's 3 friends talking wrestling. You feel like you're in the room with them. How's that?
Look at you.
There you go. KM Ocean. Better start using that. I'm going to check in on you.
So thank you guys so much. Thank you, KM Ocean. Go ahead and hit them 5s, and let's start the show.
5!
Tights and Fights Podcast is the perfect wrestling podcast. There's a guy named Al, and there's Danielle, and this guy, Mike Eagle, is there as well. Tights and Fights Podcast.
Welcome to Tights and Fights, the show that discusses wrestling with the sincerity and hilarity that it deserves. Yes. That was the thing I couldn't remember.
How could you forget it?
I was like, what was I going to do today? And then I remembered, and it happened. The hilarity
feels like a song.
It deserves, blah, blah, blah. We can't top that. The show's over. I did it.
That was so fast.
Thank you. I'm the man from the city of bludgeon brotherly love, Hal Lublin, and I'm joined today by my fellow members of the Nation of Conversation, the chairwoman of Wig Wrestling Entertainment, Danielle Radford.
Hello.
Beauty.
Wait a minute.
It's not wrong.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Of the new WWE.
Do you wrestle in wigs or you wrestle wigs?
Oh, I only wrestle wigs.
That's nice. I hope you're the champ.
That's the only way. That's how I submit them before I put them on my head. I wear their dead pelts. They are my championship pelts.
Danielle's so good, she could have a 5-star match with a wig. That's what they say. Beauty and the Man Beats, Mike Eagle.
Yeah.
And our special guest for this week, the Javerine, Jay Washington. How you doing, man?
The Javerine.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Excellent.
Chi-Town represent.
Well, it's the second to last show of 2017, guys. It's my last show of the year.
What?
I won't be here next week.
Why?
I have to go deliver presents to all the Jewish kids.
Oh.
Later, Monica.
Are you Jewish Santa?
Uh-huh.
Wonderful.
How does it work?
It's the same, but...
Are the reindeer kosher?
Yeah, the reindeer are kosher.
Okay.
They have no cloven hooves. And it's not so much sanctioned, so I get put in jail after the first house.
Oh, that's okay.
That's gotcha. Why you wait until later in the week.
Exactly.
That means you're picking good neighborhoods, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do a Wet Bandits thing.
Won't be going to Bel Air this year.
That's right.
Yep,
no, I will not. Anyway, later on we're going to get into the most disappointing things that happened in the year. But for now, we're going to talk about what happened this week. So let's start out with some late-breaking news. WWE has a new show airing live and only on Facebook. You did not hear incorrectly. It's called the Mix Match Challenge. It's a 12-episode series with Raw and SmackDown stars fighting in a mixed-gender tag team tournament. Who gets to pick the stars? We do.
The power is yours.
But already 4 of the teams have been announced.
So right? how much power do we have?
Who do we get to pick?
Who Gold Dust teams with?
I guess, if it's a 12-episode,
pick who Gold Dust teams with.
Yeah.
Give it a week. Give it a month. Because it's Facebook Live. Nobody will really sit there and watch it. People barely watch 205 Live.
We know we don't know the numbers for 205 Live, right? What are the chances that Mixed Match gets more viewers than 205 Live?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm going to watch this Mixed Match thing, and yeah. I'm probably not going to watch 205 Live. So that's one, you know.
With the Mixed Match, 205 is a bunch of dudes who are still in the process of trying to both get themselves over and get an entire division over, whereas with the Mixed Match, it's going to be people that you already like. So that's built in. Plus, everybody got Facebook. Not everybody got Hulu.
Are we supposed to believe that the heel-face dynamics are put on hold? Because I see Sami Zayn is teaming with Charlotte.
Yeah, it's completely on hold. Just for Facebook Live.
So this is completely... So it's social media... That's where we all get to be
Oh, dragons. Man, wouldn't it be really fun if it was everyone's, like, actual social media presence? Oh,
Kevin Owens, man.
Oh, Kevin Owens would be the best one.
Just wrecking
wrestling
people with
dad.
Words.
Yeah.
Goldust has nothing but his dog with
I would love that. Sami Zayn comes in with orphans he's saved in real life.
He comes in and prays to the East. Or yeah.
I just built another hospital.
Alexa Bliss never wrestles. She just takes selfies. The whole match, she just never wrestles, just takes all selfies.
Yeah,
but I'm now that I think about it, maybe that's why it's the same time as 205 Live, so Kevin Dunn can't do it, so they get to have somebody else try things.
What would you want to see out of a Facebook Live production outside of no lag? There's gonna be a ton of lag. There's gonna be so much lag, y'all.
True.
It's gonna lag like a motherfucker.
There's gonna be a lot of lag. There's gonna be a lot of kids using the F word just because.
Oh my God!
Ain't nobody watching.
It's going to be a lot of N-bombs.
Can we turn off the comments?
That's, the N-bombs that don't even involve N-words in the ring is going to be hilarious.
You know, what I would like
so the Fall family is coming back?
Yep.
We're so excited.
You know, what I would like is, because it's always fun when you're at a house show or when people are doing like little bits when it is TV time, but they know that the cameras aren't on. So if we're going to get the kind of stuff like that where it's like looser and more fun, that could be really interesting. If it's just like an episode of Raw on Facebook, I don't... You're combining two terrible things.
Yep. Facebook and Raw?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of terrible things, no. Rich Swann was arrested and later suspended from WWE for a domestic violence issue with his wife.
Needs to talk to Austin to figure out how to handle that.
Oh. Yeah, I mean...
Oh. Right. But he was also Stone Cold Steve Austin before he did any of those things. And that doesn't excuse it. It's, fucking, it's gross either way. But, like, Rich Swann is Rich Swann, and Stone Cold Steve Austin was Stone Cold Steve Austin. And there is no coming back for Rich Swann.
You think
Swann.
There's no also, coming back?
No,
never
not,
coming back.
Not a nigga with dreads like that, no.
Yeah, he looked, yeah. It was
he's
bad.
Not,
it looked
he's,
bad. That mugshot, they ain't coming back.
He ain't coming back.
And the police report, two separate eyewitnesses.
Well, yeah, he's not.
He's courtesy suspended until he gets his real ass fucking...
Fired. Yeah.
Yeah, and
he's
he
getting,
will be.
He's getting Adam Rose'd.
Yo, he's getting all of the Adam Rose treatment.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's not coming back. He will never be back.
Well, indie promoters, get ready to start sending them emails. Because after them 90 days.
Yay, they still do. There's that dude who, it's a whole thing. I can't, guys. Sorry. I'm tapping out. Hashtag me too. I'm not doing this.
What dude?
Yeah, let's skip it because this sucks.
Well, let's talk about the storyline fallout from that. Now that he's no longer in the picture, Cedric Alexander is taking his place as the number one contender to the Cruiserweight Championship. He's going to go on to face Drew Gulak. Do you think it's time to finally put the belt on? It feels like Cedric Alexander should have been champion like 5 years ago.
I forgot that he wasn't. I thought when one of the Rich Swann reigns, it was him.
5 years ago? He's only been in for like a
that's
year.
What it feels
that's
like.
That's how long it feels like.
Dale, you started doing math in your head. Was like,
but, I mean, is he...
Got me looking like a meme.
It feels like they're fast-forwarding the Drew Gulak storyline because of this. But I think that Cedric Alexander would be a great challenger. They don't need to fast-forward it just yet.
I think that he would be great. I think that, obviously, Cedric Alexander is one of the most talented wrestlers in the world, but, like, Drew's got a character, and Cedric's character is, I'm very good at wrestling.
Mm-hmm. So he's like skinny Apollo Crews.
That's like Finn Balor's character when he's not wearing all that makeup on his face.
Yeah.
I'm good at wrestling.
Except at least Finn points his dick at us.
He
Cedric
does.
Don't even do that.
Yeah, Cedric just wears a very tight sports coat, windbreakers. Speedo jacket, whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
He doesn't have a, like Daniel just said, he doesn't have a character. And in the WWE, you have to have some type of character.
And Gulak is amazing.
He's all character.
He's the best person to put over on Enzo at the end of the day.
Because he is also like a polar opposite Enzo, which I think is also, that's something you can sell. You can sell those two dudes fighting each other because the story is right there without even having to say anything.
There's just something about nice Jewish boys from Philly that you root for them and you want them to do well. Especially when their quarterbacks have been injured.
Maybe just one of them.
Just me. Sorry, Drew. I'm throwing you under the bus. Let's get into
some
other
things. Like
you
threw me out of the booth? I'm never letting it go.
What is this getting thrown out the booth?
Oh, see, now it's all coming out.
Now I have asthma, but from the fire, not from Danielle. Yeah.
I want Danielle's reasoning first, and then Hal's trying to cover it up.
I very politely decided that I would come do my job on a Wednesday. And so I was like, hey, I'm running a little bit late because I'm sick. I was sick last week. And Hal was like, oh, no, don't come in. You're sick. Please don't get everyone else sick. And I was like, it's not my call. I'm not going to be the one that says, like, because I've got that work ethic. I was like, I'm not going to be the one that says that I'm not coming in.
Right.
Like, we'll figure out a way. And every method we were trying to do to figure out a way for me to work from home was just not a workable method. So I came in, and the compromise was that I sat outside the booth. Oh. And then just we made jokes at each other's expense because that's what we do, because that's what love looks like.
Yes, because we love each other. Oh. Now, you hear that sound?
I heard.
Did you hear Julian getting tossed under the bus there? The millennial? What's below millennial, Julian? Where you're like, I had somebody coughing me in a bus once and I take echinacea. I can't be killed.
He's a superhero.
And he can't. He didn't get sick. And he had me right there the entire time. Julian's made of better things than most men.
Listen, I'm always two heartbeats away from death as it is.
Yo.
I do not need a virus to push me over the
Julian
edge.
Looks like a dude that eats his Brussels sprouts. That's all I'm saying.
And Hal, it sounds
and
like
smiles
you got,
while he eats
you got sick 1 week later through the wall.
It's asthma. I'm going to come out right now and answer. Plug Symbicort. It does not work. Advair works, but I can't get Advair on my insurance.
And that was Disease Corner.
That's a new segment that we'll be doing every winter.
Who's got the mumps?
Measles? Rubella?
It's viral funningitis. All right, let's talk about some stuff that happened on Raw. Joe opened up the show with a promo calling out The Shield. Let's hear a clip of that.
I am not impressed with a man whose leg I snapped oh so easily on my first night in WWE, your so-called architect, Seth Rollins. I am not impressed with a man who's done everything in his power to avoid me, that human cockroach, Dean Ambrose. And I damn sure am not impressed with a man who I've put to sleep time after time in this ring, the big dog, Roman Reigns.
You know what's funny about Joe's promos now? Remember his promos back in Impact and TNA? They weren't as like, I need to project more. It was just him talking into the mic and being Joe.
Yeah, but you know, they've got promo class.
And
there's a thing they like.
And you hear what he was like, Roman Reigns. That's the classic WWE.
That's WWE.
Yikes.
That's Triple H class.
Yeah. That's it. That's Triple H's new promo. Hey, Joe, listen, I saw all your tapes, okay? You know how to talk, but we need you to improve on a few little things, okay? The end of everybody's name. Can you stretch it out like my nose?
Oh man, is that why Sasha talks like that? It's Mia.
Yeah.
Is that what that is? You just have to add those extra us.
You do. You gotta add
anything.
The
Yeah, your WWE name is your first name with an at the end of it, and then your last name with an at the end of it.
Name, bo bam, bam.
Does Joe feel like the first person is a credible threat to the Shield? But all by himself, like he doesn't really need the bar.
I will beat the dog shit out of you.
Yeah, Braun felt like a credible threat, but he's not doing that anymore. So yeah, Joe definitely does.
Yeah, I mean Joe looks credible against anybody, but you just know that he's not gonna.
They're not gonna let that man be that dude.
Exactly. That's the unfortunate thing.
Yeah, he's gonna eventually put Roman over. He kind of has to.
But I don't think so. I think Roman is set up to give Joe the IC title.
Really. Through interference?
Because Roman already knows his path. Roman's path is he wins the Rumble or somehow, but either way it goes, he gets the Universal at WrestleMania. Roman knows what his path is. What if Cena finally talks some sense to that dude and he decided to be a transition for the moment?
Does he get to decide if he's a transitional champ?
He's the new Cena. He gets to have a lot of say-so now. Not saying if he decides to be a transitional.
Yeah.
What if it's like, hey, you can talk to Vince like, look, I'm selling merch. I'm making money. Look, I already know I'm getting this belt at WrestleMania. I'll have the IC just for the Grand Slam champion title, you know, the moniker of that. But who can we put it on? You can't go just from Joe to Miz. You need a face in between. Let Roman be the dude.
So let's look at his reign so far. Let's assume that's the case. And so part of his job, just as Cena's job with the U.S. title, was to help elevate that title.
Mm-hmm.
Roman Reigns had a great match with Cesaro. And it's not
awesome.
All on Roman.
Awesome,
but
yes.
The two of them worked together really well. Fantastic match. Is he elevating the title the way you would want him to, considering it's Roman Reigns holding it?
I think so. I mean, he holds it real well.
So
which is
about
backwards. The way he holds it backwards.
I love it. I don't know why I love that so much.
Such a
it
dad
looks so
joke.
Stupid. I just love it.
Hi guys, I got the belt.
Do you want
to
see it from
ready
behind? You'll see it from behind.
He looks like a character in an Arthur Miller play. Like, oh, what a day having this belt.
After a long day of belting.
Yeah.
He has to come home to his family.
I was belting all day down the beltway.
To Mrs. Rains. She black, right? Anyway, sorry.
What?
Those are just things I think of.
Sure.
I'm like 90% sure Mrs. Rains is black.
I would not
that
be surprised.
That family, man. That family. I'm going to stop.
Yo, you got it.
Yo, hey, yo, no,
it's,
no.
You,
let's continue.
Either Samoan or black. Look, let's just
that
be real.
That family loves some black, black folks.
Again, you see Jey Uso was like, I'm going to snatch this one up real quick.
Jey Uso, The Rock's mom. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. The Rock's daddy was like, I'm going to go ahead and get this.
That family loves some black folks. Good for them. I'm going to pick up an ooze. I'm going to just go to
go to Knox Pro. Just go to Knox Pro.
I'm
like,
just
hey,
pick me up an ooze.
Because you know Rikishi.
I
got
can't actually say that because apparently Rikishi knows who I am, so I gotta stop talking Uh-oh. Shit.
You going to ooze shopping?
He's super cool.
Ooh, shopping.
Well, he's got an extra son that's like right
an
under.
Extra son.
That's right up under.
What about Deuce?
Because he's got a son right up under the Usos. That's not. He's got Samson, who is youngest, mm-hmm. but he's got a son right under the Usos. So go ahead, grab him, Danielle. Go ahead, snatch that man up.
Snatch me an ooze.
Well, later on Raw, I don't even know how to transition out of it.
There is no way to.
So later on Raw, we got to see Mandy Rose from Absolution in a proper match. So this is her main roster debut. She didn't wrestle that much in NXT.
Like, only like twice. I was very impressed.
Yes. I was too. She looked good, didn't she?
Good. Swear to God, I didn't see this match and don't know how. I watched the entire show, and when we looked
was it
at
a 3-hour show,
when we yes,
oh shit,
but when I looked at the email Julian sent us about the rundown for this show, and it said Mandy Rose had a match, I was like, when? I did not see it at all.
When?
It was good.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, like Danielle said, she didn't wrestle much in NXT, so it was like to see what she does on the main roster.
Yeah.
Like, I believe Sonya Deville's gonna kill somebody.
Oh, I love just, it.
Oh,
what did she say? Was it this week she said, y'all girls, one of y'all girls, put your hair up and square up? Did she say that this week or was it last?
Yes, she
that
did.
Was the illness.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Oh my God.
Put your hair up
and square.
Put that on a t-shirt. Oh.
Sonya Deville gonna hit, she gonna hit Bailey in the mouth one time. Bailey gonna be in tears.
All these girls gonna run, they gonna take their wigs off and be like, nope, short hair. I don't need something she can grab.
So in the last 2 days, Absolution and the Riot Squad were both cleared out of the ring.
Of course, because they're going to do the same thing on every show, every week.
There's no difference in creative. Like, yeah. They're like, what are we going to do with them? All right, talk to them, just see what you did, and then just go and repeat this.
But not even, like, the fact that they both did the same thing, which they've been mirroring each other for weeks, but the fact that they both got cleared out already,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it seem too soon when you're trying to build a faction?
All they're doing is building to this 20-woman Royal Rumble. To this 20
yeah, but that's wow, forever yes. away. Yeah. That's so far away for them to be doing that like already. Well, there's like a whole ass pay-per-view in between then.
Yeah, I mean, you got a point, but that's all they're building all this to. It's like, all right, we got to establish dominance. Yeah. And then the new girls are like, because especially with the Riot Squad are all new girls.
I'm almost wondering if because they wanted to do that for Riot Squad because Clash of Champions is coming up, just to show that, like, if everyone bands together, they can do it. Then it was like, well, we can't put them above Absolution. So if we do it with them, we have to do it for Absolution because we don't want it to be like, well, one of them is more dominant than the other. We don't want to do that yet. And
right. That's
why so much of it's mirror.
I mean, I did like seeing that on both shows, the faces and heel girls had to get together to beat up the gals. But that's, once again, because I like gang violence.
You love gang violence,
my dude. Southside of Shy, we love it.
Yeah, man.
We do it, man.
That's the way I was raised.
That's the way we was raised. It's in our DNA.
Well, let's talk about Raw's main event. The long delayed, I almost said awaited, that's not true, match between Braun and Kane. What did you think after this long build? And are you excited to see either of them, or I guess it's going to be both of them in a triple threat?
No.
Do you remember how a month ago I was like, oh, yeah, this will be great because they were building up Kane?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. They decided to have a piece of the match every week between then and now. So then, like, you know, the old wrestler booking 101 where to build anticipation, you keep having the guys fighting every week. You know that?
That old routine?
That Vince McMahon logic? Jesus Christ. I mean, like, yeah, by the time the bell rang today, I'm like, I feel like I've seen this match four times already.
I think the only thing makes them actually happen and have a great match is if you give them a WrestleMania, because you're going to send Kane off, give them a buried live match. Just give it to them that. Because, again, they're going to do a triple threat, and Brock wins, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you bury Kane alive, and then he reemerges.
As Mayor Kane.
Yeah,
I like that.
But I'm just saying you bury him, because they haven't done a buried alive match in almost 20-something years.
They ought to bury him in the Woke and Hardy lake.
Compound.
In the lake.
Oh, the lake.
So he comes back as Diesel, and then he comes back as Isaac Yankum.
DDS.
That's what they should do. Then he can retire after we've seen his full range of bad gimmicks.
Just do the retrospective.
Does he keep popping out like at the end of Terminator 2 where the Terminator 2
changes?
But first we got to hit up, we definitely have to hit up the Kane that was kind of in DX for like a second.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait, which one?
Suck it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Okay. All right. Before we move over to SmackDown, anybody here catch anything from NXT or New Japan? That we want to talk about?
Well,
anything?
Well, for New Japan, fucking Chris Jericho ran up in on Kenny Omega.
And busted his ass open.
Which was amazing.
Okay, wow. Yeah. I love that Chris Jericho has a little too much hair now. I like that a lot.
He's bigger, too.
Okay. He's sure? Been, you noticed that, too?
He's bigger. He's been. I told y'all he wasn't going to fuck around for this one. I told y'all he was going to like.
I kind of can't
wait
for this.
Right now.
Well, let's,
he is like, yoked. No, he's big. Yeah,
that's because he's
the biggest he's been in years.
He likes to reinvent himself in the right way.
Yep.
And especially this match with Omega, he's like, all right, since I'm going with the dude who's arguably one of the top wrestlers in the world, I say I'm the greatest. I can't half-step.
Yeah, if I had to guess, I would legit say he's probably put on like a good, like 20 pounds of muscle. Yeah.
Any of you guys got Access TV? Aren't they putting that match on Access? AXS?
Oh, no. after it does the pay per view.
After
they're not going to do it live. No, they got to get the pay per view buys forward, and then they'll do it afterwards. Yeah.
I was going to try to organize a party.
This is
we should have a party.
They don't have Access at my house. I wish they did. I try to watch New Japan. I think I have somebody's password for New Japan World.
I think everybody has somebody's password.
Yeah,
we probably all got the same guy's password.
All right, let's on to SmackDown. Let's hear a little bit of Sammy and Kevin's yep movement. With the
well, just
on.
Like you were. We are like you. We have...
You are nothing like me.
The yes movement was never about me. It was about them.
Okay. And this is almost exactly like that, but it's more about what we want and what we deserve.
I love that line. What we want and what we deserve.
So many great promos coming out of this storyline, I think. Probably the best storyline work Daniel Bryan's done in, 4 years.
It's called. Yo, y'all gonna put me back in this ring, or I'm finna go back over to Ring of Honor.
It's like they're letting him sniff all the rings, so he don't go nowhere.
You finna put me back in this ring, or if not, I'm gone. Cause Cody and the Bucks are finna get a 10,000 seat venue, and Cody's already said I want you over here.
Are they adding to the storyline still, Daniel and Shane? Cause now it's about which one of them's gonna turn, right? Or do they both turn?
Yeah,
is
that story seems to be
still
what the story
about
is.
Sammy and Kevin, or are they being pushed to the side for the sake of Daniel Bryan and Shane? What do you
I think they're being pushed to the side, but it's hard because I think they're also enhancing it. Like that thing is fucking gold.
Brilliant.
I'm waiting on the t-shirts, like you say.
I want that shirt.
I'm waiting on the t-shirt.
I just I am in the contingent that really only wants to see Kevin Owens enraged and beating people. So
that's fair.
I love
you get sick of him in these comedy angles.
I do.
You like it at first, and then you're like, oh, too much.
It needs to be in service of him, you know, being dominant because he's shown that he can be when
he's
booked
definitely
that way.
Dangerous.
Right. And I just don't like that they go away from that. So
go
much.
Back to being like you were Kevin Steen. Yeah. When he was whooping everybody's ass.
Or even
mine
Kevin Owens and NXT. Oh, yours included?
Mine included.
Yeah?
Man, he beat my ass.
What, which organization?
IWA Mid-South, he beat my ass.
Yeah. How many times did you guys work?
It was just, he was doing a run out, and I was told to take it.
Oh.
So, I was told to take it. So, you know, Kevin's a great guy, but.
Doing the job.
I was told to take this one. All right, Ian.
We all got a job to do.
What did he do?
No, he just started. What did he do? He was just thumping everybody. He was just thumping me around. It was like, yo, because we had just had a match.
Who was your match with?
Me and Marche Rocket had just had a match. I forgot. I think we were working Sammy Callahan and Elgin, Grits and Gravy, when they were doing Grits and Gravy. Yeah, so, yeah. So, but, yeah, go back to being that Kevin, the one that just thumps the shit out of everybody.
Some say that as a wrestler, you need to maximize your minutes in the ring to make sure that the audience remembers you. So let's hear how the Bludgeon Brothers opponents did this last night.
Oh, no.
I watched this scream three times.
Did you hear the scream?
Is that the new Wilhelm scream? Wrestling?
I just...
I've done it.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's a very strong performance.
Hey, if I'm jobbing out, take this scream.
What is it?
Take this scream.
I really love how Harper and Rowan look, too. I mean, yeah. Definitely in that case, the opponents help make them look even better.
Uh-huh.
But they seem like they hit another gear, like they're motivated and they want to be there. And I think you can sometimes sense, sometimes an audience member, you at least interpret, you can't sense it. How the hell do we know? But you interpret that somebody seems to be phoning it in, or they're just not giving. Like, it just seems like it's a little bit by the numbers, but they seem to be, like, throwing themselves into this.
Yes. They want this to work. They want to have something that works. And they have, and you know what? They've been two people. Anytime you've given them anything, even when, I guess, for 1 week, one of their gimmick was, I like wine or whatever. Like, they have gone full on into it, fully committed. They're both incredibly talented.
Yeah.
As far as in the ring or with character creation, I've always felt like they're super, you know, they are going to give it their 110%. So I hope this works for them.
I liked them for the first time this week in that match.
Okay. It's a step.
But you know what they look like to me? And this is kind of like emphasized by the like the 8-bit thing.
Mm-hmm.
They look like double dragon bosses. You know what I mean? Like somebody like you like you jump out of a helicopter and then these two dudes with hammers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like goth whack-a-mole, but yours is way better.
Oh my god.
I feel like
god.
It's a throwback to like 80s beat 'em up side scrollers. You know what I mean?
Oh my
to me,
god.
It looks like a set of curtains came alive from the 70s and have been going on a rampage.
I just really think they were like, this is what the Ascension was supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's literally what it looks like.
I mean, certainly they are booking them like the Road Warriors.
Yes, they are.
You know, so we'll see what happens. I mean, are Breezango really going to wrestle them? Because that's not good.
That's what we're going to talk about.
Beat the dog.
But it'll be funny.
I guess that's why they let them not wrestle for 8 months, because they're about to take all the bumps on Sunday.
Get ready for more yelps.
Knowing that that's coming, is it still kind of nice to see Breezango get back into a ring again?
Oh, gosh.
When's the last time they wrestled? Was it 5 years ago when Cedric Alexander was supposed to be Cruiserweight champ? Because it's been a very long time.
It's been a minute.
And now we like them, and I just don't want to see them get beat up that bad off top.
They found something to do with Tyler Breeze finally that worked, and it was like, oh, go get that boy back his camera and his broom at the same time. Because they finna catch this. Oh, they finna catch all of this.
All of them hands and clotheslines and feet. It's going to be bad.
It's going to be
good. It's going to hit so hard.
Oh,
so hard. He's going to split in two. They're going to be two of them, Superman Blue, Superman Red. If you've got any thoughts on the week in wrestling, keep the conversation going at facebook.com/group/tightsfights or at tightsfights on Twitter. When we come back, we'll talk about the most disappointing parts of wrestling in 2017. That's up next on Tights and Fights.
Hey, Helen Hong.
Yes, J. Keith Van Stratton?
What's the difference between a layover and a stopover?
I have no idea. What's the difference between optimal and optimum?
I have no idea. Well, what's the difference between an actual conversation and a promo for our new show on Maximum Fun, Go Fact Yourself?
Nobody has any idea.
Go fact yourself. The game show with celebrity contestants, super smart experts, and answers to questions you've never even asked.
Listen twice a month on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts. And be in the audience for our tapings of Go Fact Yourself in downtown LA. It's free. Go to GoFactYourPod.com for more info.
We're having a very realistic conversation.
Yes, we are.
Tights and Bites Podcast. Tights and Bites.
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Hal Lublin, and I'm joined in the booth by
Danielle Radford
and
Mike Eagle
and
Jay Washington.
Yes, every week we like to give something from the wrestling world some extra attention. This is our main event. It's been a long year of wrestling, filled with great peaks and painful valleys. We're going to stick on that last point to talk about what disappointed us the most in 2017 wrestling. I'll tell you what, I'll start, and this is on the list. Bray Wyatt's championship
I was just going to say Bray Wyatt.
Yikes. Go ahead, talk about it.
Bray Wyatt in general in 2017.
Yeah.
From the whole program with Randy Orton, the whole Orton, like, I'm just here to get my check. And Bray trying his hardest. Then we had to go with the him and Finn that was supposed to be bringing out Sister Abigail, him and drag.
Oh, yeah. God.
They just, Bray was just so disappointing.
Yeah, all around, up and down. It's amazing that they keep giving him chances, but it feels like they're not really giving him chances. I know it's good, like, if you're on TV.
He's a yes man, great. That's why. Yeah. He's a yes man.
Yeah.
Well, aren't they all right now?
Yeah, right?
Well, yeah. Everybody's like, okay.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I'm trying to get paid.
Yeah, nobody wants future considerations or whatever.
Future endeavors.
Nobody wants to get future endeavored. Danielle, what do you have with disappointing for you in 2017?
I would say the women's Money in the Bank ladder match was disappointing.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That was one that was a
the
huge
first one or the first
me.
One or
just
the...
all that whole storyline. Just okay. A huge disappointment for
dumb.
Me. I get it. I get why you do it. You court the controversy. I just think that you wait until it's not the first one. Maybe you do that at the second one. But I think for the first one, you just let it be a woman. You know, it'd be like if in the Royal Rumble, all of a sudden someone comes out, Bray comes out as Sister Abigail in drag and wins the women's first Royal Rumble. You know, it would not be great.
Yeah.
So that was a huge disappointment for me.
It's not too late for Santina Marella to enter that thing, too. Nope. Mike, you're always such a ray of sunshine.
I know.
Love everything wrestling.
I love, oh my God, so many great things this year.
But I need you to dig deep.
Okay, I'll
just
try.
Just find one thing you didn't like.
Everything was emotionally confusing all year long. So, yeah, you know, my thing is always about face heel dynamics, and I feel like they've wasted a lot of this year trying to make us cheer somebody we all wanted to boo. And just to dovetail off of it, is it too early for me to be emotionally confused by Woken Matt Hardy? Is it too early?
No, it's not too early.
Because what the fuck? last week, I was like... Okay, maybe, you know, like, because every time they showed Matt, I'd start smiling. So I'm like, oh, that's good,
yeah,
right?
I don't hate
everything. Yeah. But this week, they do the exact same thing and they made it worse.
Yeah,
you know that's all
worse.
And Vince is giving him free reign to do it himself.
But them graphics, he didn't do that.
That means they filmed all of that in one day.
I think that it's right there for them, though. They can't help but overproduce it. They just can't help it. Like,
yeah.
We don't need a woken, broken graphic right before he speaks 8 times in a row. We don't need that. Like, who is that for?
You see Mike's face? It just he's broken right now.
Mike always makes this face. That's
Mike look broken talking about
it's,
him.
It's because I care so much. I care
yeah.
so much.
Your heart gets broken because you wear it on your sleeve.
My God.
I got another shitty thing from 2017.
Sure.
The Royal Rumble. My favorite match of the year. I love Royal Rumbles. And this one, what felt so small,
yeah,
had almost no, like, the story. I like to be able to cut a Royal Rumble into thirds.
Uh-huh.
I think that's when it works best. And you know what the acts are. 2001 Rumble is a great example of that. I think that is a very strong Rumble.
Who won that one?
Broken into acts. That was Austin's last win.
Got it.
But it had, like, the hardcore section, had, like, the comedy section.
Yep.
And then
the match.
To the end, you got the match. this year, to have Jericho last as long as he did and not be the last man eliminated didn't make sense.
The only thing they got right of that was 10.
That's it. That's the only part.
The only thing they got right is a Royal Rumble.
It just, I get that they were starting storylines, and I didn't even mind some of that, but it just felt overall, it felt small, and I hate how small it felt.
Mm-hmm. I have another one.
Yes.
They're making us officially accept that Jinder Mahal was a legit WWE champion.
I'm okay with that. I came to my peace with Jinder Mahal as champ.
I couldn't, you know, I knew what they were doing. We all knew why they did it. We all know why.
Right.
But when it was like, okay, the expansion has happened, are we going to let it go?
And I think that he grew into it. Unfortunately, it ended right as he was doing his best work.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, he looks good now.
Yeah, I heard the match with Triple H was good. I heard the match he had Triple H in Abu Dhabi was amazing.
They both work slow, so it's a similar, it's not like, it doesn't feel like he's slowing somebody down.
Right.
This is an easy one. Roman and Taker's match at WrestleMania.
Oof.
That was a low light.
Yeah.
What a terrible way for him to go out.
That feels like it's no one's fault.
I mean, I think the problem
except
is that.
Except time.
Yeah. One of the competitors is 60. Like, that's what you're going to get.
And with a bad hip at the time, with a horrible hip.
And Roman's not a guy. Roman's a guy who works well with a lot of different styles, which I think is why he has good matches. He's not a guy who carries somebody. Mm-mm. You know, if Michaels was in there with him, Michaels would have carried him to a much better match. Seth Rollins probably could have carried him to a better match. But Roman doesn't seem like a guy who carries guys. He seems like a guy who can work any style. So the result of the match is you got an older, injured guy who's slower. They botched the ending.
Mm.
He was hurt.
Yeah.
And it was just a sad, you know, it was an emotional moment. They produced the hell out of the ending when he got up and walked away. Mm-hmm. But it just, because of everything that had led up to it, it fell flat for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a bummer. That's always like, man, talk about going out with a whimper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know, excuse me, I know there are always going to be people who are like, well, he could just do it. No. No, he can't just do it. He can never come back. Do not have that man.
Yeah, no, because he's
come
only,
back.
He's only gotten a year older, so there's no reason that would go any better.
Unless you're going to put him in a mech suit.
Do you remember Mantis, the show back in the day?
I remember
Carl
Mantis. Mantis was the shit.
With Carl Lumbly, and he got his brother.
Mantis was fucking great. Wasn't he like homeless or something?
No, he was a vet or something like that, and he got paralyzed, and he made a mech suit.
Yeah, they put him in a super suit.
The $6 billion Taker. Like, no. Just let that man retire.
But Danielle, you ain't seen the pictures. They show him coming out of Best Buy.
He's
He's walking straight up and down.
Look at him. He can walk now. He did it. No, let that man retire. Let him get his new knees and his new back so he can play with all of his kids and grandkids. Please.
I agree. I couldn't agree more.
Danielle.
I will seriously.
Danielle,
like,
you don't want to see that man struggle to sit up again? Because we act like that was a sale. That was really him like, oh, shit, I ain't did this one.
It just makes me so sad. Leave Grandpa alone. Why do you keep hitting Grandpa in the face?
I had a really good idea, y'all. And I don't know if I shared this before. I maybe have. But I've been thinking about it again. So I think it's time to share it again if I have.
Please.
I really think they could do great with the WWE Seniors Division. I think that'd be so.
I'm gonna go ahead and get up out
tight.
Of here.
I think that'd be so.
Do like a Legends Division?
Yes, and just and honestly, give each match 6 minutes. Let them do whatever the fuck they want. Let them cut whatever promo. Do whatever fucking style they want.
And
it's
gonna be like two dudes yelling at each other.
Arn
cutting
Anderson
great promos.
And Ricky Steamboat had the greatest match. Oh my God.
And then just doing these weird, weak forearms, and then it's over.
Bob Backlund, come on, that's your champ. That's your champ.
I'm gonna organize all the kids and grandkids of these WWE superstars.
They got their own signs.
Signs up front.
Let them be happy. That's what they wanna do. They don't wanna be agents.
D-Von backstage in a suit looking uncomfortable.
Looking crazy. He still got on the glasses with no lenses.
Vince, that ring better just be pillows.
The ropes are loose as hell.
It's just a ball pit. Then one of them gets lost in the ball pit. No.
I love you so much.
Hey, what happened to Jimmy Hart? He was at the bottom.
All you see is the megaphone poking up, but there's a ball stuck in it.
Oh, baby, help me, baby. Somebody help me. Oh, Lord, help me.
But that perm don't lose its bounce at all in its luster.
Yeah. It just rises out. Does anybody have anything else that was disappointing this year?
Kurt Angle getting back in the ring.
Oh, well, he was hurt. The second time he was hurt. The first time he was good with the Shield. You don't think that was good? I thought that was good.
I thought of Kurt Angle, like, the meme said it best when Kurt came out with them. Kurt looked like a Make-A-Wish kid. That it was his dream.
You and the internet are fucking mean.
Kurt was up there like, yay, I got a flag jacket.
And you know what I was doing at home? I was like, yay.
I was excited.
I was, but when they started beating Kurt's ass, I was like, oh my God, stop. Please stop. Stop. I was like, he can't take no more.
How it was gonna happen.
I mean, they was beating the dumb shit out of Kurt. I was like, oh my God. I was like, you got Dean Ambrose. What about Dean Ambrose? They was beating the shit out of Kurt. They was Kurt so bad. I was like, go put on your singlet. Go put on your singlet.
Next week, we're gonna showcase our favorite moments from the year. So look forward to that. But in the meantime, if you have any thoughts on the worst of 2017, tell us about them at facebook.com/group/tightsfights or at tightsfights on Twitter. When we come back, it's time for 4 things from wrestling we loved. That's up next on Tights and Fights.
I like to Hulu and chill. Am I a monster?
What's happening on Game of Thrones?
What's a technical Emmy?
Why did Dominic Toretto go rogue?
Is this meme already dead?
Nicki Minaj or Remy Ma?
For answers to these questions and so much more, come on over to Pop Rocket, a pop culture roundtable discussion that always has a fun, diverse panel talking about the stuff we love. Catch us every Wednesday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you decide to get your podcasts. I'm not going to judge.
Tights and Fights Podcast. Tights and
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Hal Lublin. I'm joined today by
Danielle Radford
and
Mike Eagle
and
Jay Washington.
Every week we end the show by sharing some of the joy of pro wrestling with you. This is the 3 and/or 4 count.
1, 2, 3, 4.
One more and we're Big E. Danielle, you're up first. What do you want to put over?
I am putting over how adorable, sweet Nia Jax is. I'm sorry that she got put up with Enzo. You're too good for him, girl. You can do better. But just how sweet she was when she was like talking to Drew Gulak and she was like, I like your PowerPoint presentations, Drew. Anyway, I don't have to do it because we have the clip. So here it is. She was so cute. Sweetheart Nia Jax just melted the entirety of my everything. And now my outsides are on my insides and my insides are on my outsides.
It's really good to see you, Enzo.
Oh, I know.
It's good to see you too, Drew.
Hi, Nia.
I really like your PowerPoint presentations.
Thank you.
I was just saying the same thing.
And so we should talk. Sometime when you're not busy.
I love it. Mike?
On this week's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard, they talked about the Steiner brothers, and it was great because I love the Steiner brothers and I love Scott Steiner a lot. And Bruce told this one story of a rib that the Steiners pulled, the Steiners and Kurt Hennig, where they had some New Japan talent over in a WWE ring. And the Steiners and Kurt thought it would be a good idea to drug the coffee the New Japan wrestlers drank.
Guys, the funny thing was, man, is you saw like all these guys, it was the suits that were there that were, you know, they're all like in suits and everything. And they're not laying down, but they're on the table with their heads on their arms on the table, kind of passed out. And they were sleepy. It was jet lag.
It's amazing to me that only in wrestling can you drug someone to the point where they pass out and then you say, ah, oh, it's just a rib. I mean, that's illegal as fuck, but in wrestling, nah, it's just a rib.
So I want to put that over just so we know that everyone that we love is a psychopath.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Jay?
Jason Jordan coming to his own, being the brat that's turning more and more heel.
Listen, I'm going to say this to you as the GM and not your father. Holding your own is not winning. You will have your match with Samoa Joe when I say so, not when you want it. Okay, Dad. Or maybe I should say, okay, Kurt, Jason.
Oh, that was great. That hurt.
That was great.
It was great. So Jason Jordan, they're finally just going with it all the way.
It is great. I love it too. I'm going to be putting over The New Day on commentary. I just love those three guys talking. I love listening to them. I love the interplay that they have. Still entertaining 3 years later. Here they are.
And Shelton Benjamin, all four of these teams will collide this Sunday at Clash of Champions for the SmackDown Tag Team. Quick throwing pancakes.
You don't get a pancake.
Relax, don't touch him.
If you weren't talking trash for all these months, you might have had yourself a good meal.
You're talking trash and talk about this match.
No, now you're going to starve.
They're very
now
warm.
You're going to starve. Of course they're warm. Get them while they're hot. They call them hot cakes for a reason.
Right, yes, sir.
They sell it.
While they're hot, get them.
Right. Oh. Was it Kofi that had that one big pancake? One of them had one big pancake. It was either him or Xavier. Whoever it was, I wanted to eat that pancake. I really wanted that pancake. I haven't had a pancake in a while. I would like to have a pancake. Anyway, that does it for Tights and Fights. We are a podcast on the Maximum Fun Network. This week, our hosts are Daniel Radford, Mike Eagle, and Jay Washington, along with me, Hal Lublin. Anything anybody wants to promote before we go?
Mike's on a bunch of lists this year because he's really good at stuff.
Yeah, you made NPR and Pitchfork.
I did!
Now, not high enough on the list.
Yeah,
I'm saying that, not you.
Didn't you make another one?
You made Rolling Stone.
Yeah, Rolling Stone was an OG one. And then it's Flood Magazine, it's the one that came out today. That
excellent.
I was on. It's good. People like my rap album. It makes me happy.
And
yeah.
If you haven't heard it yet, you can buy it right now.
Yep.
Go buy it.
On whatever device you're listening to this on. I'm sure you can buy it on there.
Yeah.
Real quick, I'm at the Virgil for this mixtape show this Friday, and I'm playing the airliner for Low End Theory on the 20th.
Oh, cool.
Check us tomorrow when you are listening to this, assuming that this comes out on time, for Screen Junkies. Movie Fights is coming back, and I'm going to be doing a little helper role tomorrow. We're just doing a preview. The full thing is going to start next year. But yeah, check that out. That's going to be live at like 4 Pacific, but there'll also be like reruns, and you can watch it then, and you can watch me be cute and helping, I guess. I'm helping. I'm a helper.
If this comes out earlier in the day, tune in to EW Radio on Sirius XM 105. I'll be on LA Daily with Julia Cunningham completing my Star Wars walk-up and talking about The Force Awakens. And if you missed it, don't worry, because starting in January and leading all the way up to May, I'm going to be doing a weekly walk-up to Avengers Infinity War. And we're not going to be just reviewing movies this time. We're going to be talking about characters and storylines and how this entire universe has been constructed. Sirius XM 105, 4 to 6 p.m., LA Daily. Jay, thanks for coming and joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. I always have fun with you guys. Thank you. So thank you much. I'm glad to be here with the whole crew to see you guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I have one more thing. I forgot.
Yeah,
I totally forgot. On Saturday at like 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Hyper RPG, we are doing, as part of like they do like a fun drive every month, and I think this one's a lot of the money is going to charity. We are doing the Wet Hot American Summer RPG. So I will be doing that. I believe Sam Levine might be on there. I don't know how official that is.
Tell him I said hello.
That's dope.
But if he's not on there,
yeah, if he's not on there, then it wasn't official and I should keep my mouth shut.
Shout out to my homie Sam. He's a cool dude.
Jay, tell everybody where to find you, what they should be watching, listening to.
Oh, yeah. Definitely find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Mr. Jay Washington, MrJayWashington. Check out the Trusty Sidekick podcast. That's where we get you caught up on everything in the Marvel and DC live action TV shows and movie universes. And this Saturday, 7:30, catch me at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood. I'll be on the Jay Davis show with Dane Cook, Jay Davis, and a bunch of other people. So I'm there. And I'm just out here being a black guy trying to live during the holidays. Is that too much?
Black man living through the holidays.
So yeah, that's really it.
Perfect. Our producer is super proud today to have roots in Alabama, Julian Burrell. Roll Tide. Senior producer at Maximum Fun is Laura Swisher. Mike Eagle is the voice behind our theme music, so we're putting him over for that. Keep up with us all week long at facebook.com/group/tightsfights and at tightsfights on Twitter. Special thanks to all the Maximum Fun members who have moved part of their donation towards us to keep the lights on when we're in the studio. We appreciate it. And as always, if you love the show, go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. The reviews are big. The more reviews we get, the more likely it is you're going to get some sweet Tights and Fights merch. So keep them coming in. We love hearing from you. And we'll be back next week for even more. You guessed it, wrestling.
Tights and Fights Podcast. Tights and Fights.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.